What I want to talk about here isn't so much the picture, but the process behind the picture. There's two things to note. First of all, I was watching a talk by a National Geographic photographer named Sam Abel, and I've linked to it in the blog. And it's a long talk, but it's worth your time because he talks about a lot of things related to photography. But one of the themes running throughout his talk is that you have to be patient sometimes. And he talks about setting up a shot, composing the shot, and then sort of waiting for the right conditions to appear for the picture that you want to take. That's not what I did here, but that got me thinking about the idea of being patient for a picture. He also talks about some things like micro-composing and looking at the smaller elements. It's a really fascinating talk, and I recommend it. So that talk went into this picture, but another thing that went into this was the situations in which I took the picture. It was a morning. It was probably like 6 a.m. I just finished breakfast. My kids usually wake up about 6:30. So I had a little bit of time, and I literally just grabbed my camera and walked around the kitchen shooting pictures. Most of them were pretty bad. There was a picture of some paint, some paintbrushes, a picture of like a meat thermometer, just dumb things, but I wanted to take pictures. And that's really the important thing, is that I just wanted to use my camera for something. And with the early morning light or lack of it, I thought it would be a fun time to, or a fun conditions to try and take a picture. Eventually I saw this collection of toys sitting on the floor, and I kept on like creeping closer to the picture that I wanted to get. So I tried shooting it at ultra high ISOs, like 6,400, 12,800, to see what that would do, and it was okay. And then I thought, you know, what would Sam Abel do? He would get the scene that he wanted. And I moved the car around just a little bit. I moved the red cloth on the side around just a little bit. I put a flashlight behind that balloon there to illuminate things kind of from the backside. And I did these small little things, and I kept on getting closer and closer to the picture that I was wanting to get, until I finally got this picture here, which I'm quite happy with. It's not like an award-winning photo or anything, but it's an illustration to me of the process that I used to get this, which then extends to the bigger photography picture of doing what you have to do, including being patient and setting things up to get the picture that you want to get. So hopefully I'll remember these things next time I'm out on an actual photo shoot. And maybe I'm getting a little impatient or something like that. I can remember the lessons from this picture of a toy car, that you just have to be patient sometimes and look at the small little details. And that plane in the background, I had to shift that around just slightly because I didn't like how it was appearing in the picture, or halfway appearing, things like that. So I, for what it's worth, this is not so much that this week's entry isn't so much a picture as it is the lessons behind what it took to get this picture. And kind of my takeaway from this that I might want to say to you all listening is, don't settle for something. If you're going for a picture and you've got something in mind, do what it takes to get that picture, even if you have to wait a little while or move things around, or maybe, I don't know, contort yourself in a weird way if you have to like get upside down or something to get the picture for some reason. But do what you have to do to get that picture. Don't just stop and think, well, I guess that's the best I can do. Chances are there is something else you can do. You're just not doing it. And that was certainly the case here on this very small scale picture. So hopefully I can take that next time I'm out in the world doing other pictures. So anyway, for whatever that's worth.